So today, the last in our series on the questions that God asks us. And the question, as you saw today, is, will you trust me? So it's not a question that Jesus asks specifically, but it's what he expects. And we often find that. And our scripture reading today comes from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. And I'm reading again from the Message. So, once when Jesus was standing on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, the crowd was pushing in on him to better hear the word of God. He looked around and noticed two boats tied up. The fishermen had just left them and were out scrubbing their nets. He climbed into the boat that belonged to Simon and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Sitting there, using the boat for a pulpit, he taught the crowd. When he finished teaching, he said to Simon, "Push out into the deep water and let your nets out for a catch." Simon said, "Sir," or maybe even better, "Captain, we've been fishing hard all night and haven't caught even a minnow." "But," and don't miss this biblical "but," we're going to get back to that. "But because you say so, I'll let out the nets." It was no sooner said than done. A huge haul of fish, straining the nets past capacity. They waved to their partners in the other boat to come help them, and they filled both boats, nearly swamping them with a catch. Simon Peter, when he saw this, fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Lord, please leave. I'm a sinner and I can't handle this holiness. Just leave me to myself." When they pulled in that catch of fish, awe overwhelmed Simon and everyone with him. It was the same with James and John Zebedee's sons, the co-workers with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "There's nothing to fear. Your real work is only starting now. From now on, you will be fishing for men and women." When they got to the shore, they pulled their boats up on the beach, left them, nets and all, and followed him. That's Jesus. Now, my friends, that's radical, right? I mean, to just leave the boats and leave the nets and walk away and follow this unknown rabbi that just kind of just came by. That takes a lot to just do that. Because here's the thing about the boats, right? The boats were their lives. These boats were not just their weekend leisure boats on which they would jump and then go have some fun on the lake, and then they put them back in the boat shed, and next weekend they come out again. These boats were their lives. It was their identity, not just their livelihood. These boats was everything that was them, represented them. So for them to just leave these boats, leave these nets, and follow Jesus, that meant that they would have to leave behind everything that was known to them. They would have to give up that which provided for them and for their families. It meant that they were going to put themselves in a position of dependence on this rabbi for everything. And yet, they did it like that. Why? Why would they do that? How does this happen? To help us answer the question, let me give you a little background into Jewish culture in that time. And again, remember, first century. You can't equate that with today. It's a different society. In that society, their focus was on their boys. Sorry, that's how it was. So just bear with me as I tell the story. So what would happen is the highest dream that parents had for their kids was not just going to university, because they didn't have that. Their highest dream was that they would go to synagogue, learn the Torah, the Old Testament, and then get the chance to become a rabbi. That would be the most amazing thing. So at the age of about 5, 6 years old, they take these boys to the synagogue where they study under these rabbis day and night, studying the Torah, the first 5 books from Genesis to Deuteronomy. Study that. After about 4 years, it's exam time. So then these boys who are around 10 years old now have to appear before the rabbi, and then they have to recite the Torah, starting at Genesis 1, and then going and reciting that. And in this moment, only the best of the best would be able to continue on. So if you only made it up to Genesis 3, verse 5, they would say to you, you're not good enough. You didn't make the cut. See ya. Go home. And then these boys would have to go home and become part of the family business. If dad was a fisherman, they'd go fish. If dad was a carpenter, they'd go work with him in the carpenter shop. Always remembering, I wasn't good enough, didn't make the cut. This would happen again after another 4 years, only the cream of the crop. So against this background, I'm going to take you back to this story. I have a feeling that these fishermen might have heard those words, you didn't make the cut, you're not good enough. They might have heard that more than once in their lives. And then this day happens where this rabbi comes. Then he jumps on Peter's boat and he preaches. And when he's done, he tells them to go out, and then this huge miracle happens with all the fish. But the biggest miracle is not the miracle of the fish. The biggest miracle is this moment when this rabbi teacher looks at them and he says, I believe in you. Will you trust me with your lives? I believe that you have what it takes. I believe that you have what it takes to change this world and become part of my team that will bring God's kingdom into this world and overwhelm this world with God's care and God's love. I believe in you. My question was, they left the boats like this. Why? I believe in you. Will you trust me with your lives? And that's our question for today. Will you trust me? I believe in you. Can you remember a time in your life when someone said that to you? I believe in you. I know you can do it. Can you remember what that did to you? How you felt and how you wanted to live up to that? I remember so well when I was in what we called primary school, went from grade 1 to grade 7, and then high school would be grade 8 to grade 12. I was in primary school, and I was always an athlete, but there were always these two guys that would win me. I would always come third in the 100-meter dash. And then grade 5, the beginning of the season, we ran, and I came third. And this one teacher came up to me and said, come here, sit with me. I believe in you. I know you're better than these other guys. I've been watching you. And I want to tell you that before the end of this season, they're not going to touch you, Aubrey. You're going to be number one on this team. And you know what? It wasn't even the middle of the season, and they couldn't touch me. All they saw was my back and my heels. I was number one. Grade 5, grade 6, grade 7, they never touched me again because someone said, I believe in you. Now imagine the possibilities when Jesus comes to you and says, will you trust me? Because I believe in you. Let me take you back to the story. I'm not going to retell the story and preach that. I've done that a million times. This is one of my favorite passages. We just need to touch on it so we can get where we're going with this. So Jesus is in the boat. Jesus preaches. He's done preaching. And then he says these words. Okay, guys, let's set out for the deep unknown waters. Let's go catch some fish. And of course, that beautiful moment with loud mouth Peter, who's always got his foot in his mouth, saying, whoa, captain. And that's actually the Greek word that he uses in the Greek. Captain, we tried to catch fish the whole night because that's when you catch fish, right? We didn't catch anything, not even little minnow that we can use as bait to go catch anything. And now you're asking us in the middle of the day when the fish are right at the bottom and they're trying to find these dark spots. Now you want us to go out, go fish. you know nothing's going to happen, right? Maybe you should keep to the preaching and teaching and leave the fishing to us. Because if we go out and go do this, we're not going to catch a thing, and we're going to come back and we're going to be the laughing stock of the whole fishing community. But, and I said to you when we read that, check out this but, because this is one of the biggest biblical buts ever, verse 5. We're not going to do this, but because you say so, we'll put out the nets. I'm going to trust you. Because you said you believe in us, I'm going to trust you. And in that moment of trusting Jesus and taking his word, there in the deep unknown waters, the impossible becomes possible. And those nets are not just filled with fish. Those nets are filled beyond capacity with fish. They tear the nets. They put them in the boats, and the boats want to capsize. Because someone believed in them. They were prepared to take a chance and to trust him. My question is this: why aren't the nets tearing anymore? Why so many churches empty and the nets are empty? And I'm not talking about COVID time. I thank God for this COVID time. We've seen such an amazing growth in this church too. And God has torn nets. But why in the world, when we sometimes look at us and followers of Christ, are the nets so empty? What we need, and what Jesus is asking today when he says, "Will you trust me?" is people like Peter and the disciples who are prepared to say, "We're prepared to go against the stream. We're prepared to take the risk with you. We are prepared to lay it all out there. Take a chance. We're going to trust you, Jesus. Because you said you believe in us." My friends, we have to start saying, "I have seen the miracles, Jesus. So here's the boat. You take the boat." And remember, I said the boat was not just the leisure boat. This was their life. It was who they were, their everything. Can we say that? "I saw the miracles, and I have seen your miracles, and I can trust you, Jesus. So there's my boat. If I need to leave my boat, I'm going to leave the boat. If you want to use my boat to preach as a pulpit, you can use my boat. If you want to go to the deep sea with my boat, I'll go there. I've seen the miracles, Jesus. Let's go to those unknown deep waters out there. That scares the living daylights out of me. But I've seen the miracles. I'll go with you to the deep waters. Although I'm afraid, but I know who you are because I've seen the miracles. I've seen the miracles, Jesus. Let's go tear the nets. Let's go fill them up so much that they just can't do this." There's the challenge. Will you trust me? Are we prepared, yes, to say, "Yes, I've seen the miracles"? And you're saying, "Aubrey, what miracles are you talking about? Do you want to see a miracle, folks? Right there where you are? So help me, and I'm going to show you a miracle. Take your fingers. Will you do this for me? Just do that again, all of you. Did you know that you just saw a miracle? Do you know that for that message to come from my brain to go to these fingers, that message travels an impulse of approximately 1,600 kilometers. 160,000 kilometers. Got that one wrong. 160,000 kilometers from there to there before this can happen. What do you call that? I call it a miracle. We've seen the miracles. So Jesus says, "I believe in you. I know that you have what it takes to be part of my kingdom team. And I want you to be part of my kingdom team. Are you prepared to go with me where you've never been? To those places that scare you? To those places that feel like we're not going to make it there? Are you prepared to go with me and go tear some nets that you've never torn before? Will you do that with me? And if you're saying to me, I'm not sure I'm scared. Well, let me read you this little piece again. Because here's the catch. So when Peter sees all of this and experiences this moment, we read, fell on his knees before Jesus. And then he said, Lord, please leave me. I'm a sinner. I can't handle this holiness. Leave me to myself. In other words, man, I don't know if I can do this. I know you believe in me. But I'm so scared of all of this. I want to trust you, but I'm so scared. I don't know if I can do this. And then Jesus says to him, Simon, trust me. That's my little piece that I put in there. There's nothing to fear. Your real work is only starting now. From now on, you will be fishing for men and women. We don't have to have it. Jesus has it. We don't have to do everything on our own. All we need to do is to trust him when he says, I need you, and I believe in you, and I know you can do it. So Central, here's the question. There's a lot of deep water out there. And there's a lot of fish out there. Let's go tear some nets. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, thank you for believing in us. When no one else believed, you did. And you called us children of God. Thank you for trusting us in the deep waters, but not leaving us alone in the deep waters. Thank you for sending us out there to go put out those nets and fill them up so they tear. So we want to say today, Lord, you believe in us. We believe in you. We trust you and thank you that you ask us to go with you and to go tear some nets. Help us to be faithful as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.